Quote, "If and when the mind spontaneously engages in meditation on suchness, free of sinking and mental agitation, it should be left naturally, and your efforts should be relaxed. If effort is applied when the mind is in meditative equipoise, it will distract the mind. But if effort is not applied when the mind becomes dull, it will become like a blind man due to extreme dullness, and you will not achieve special insight. So, when the mind becomes dull, apply effort, and when in absorption, effort should be relaxed. When, by meditating on special insight, excessive wisdom is generated and calm abiding is weak, the mind will waver and you will not perceive suchness very clearly. Therefore, at that time, meditate on calm abiding. When calm abiding meditation becomes excessive, meditate on wisdom." End of quote. Here the author has explained that when the practitioner can single-pointedly place the mind on suchness, free of mental dullness and excitement, he or she should continue the meditation. If you can maintain the placement of the mind on suchness, the meditation should be allowed to follow its natural course. When meditation is free of mental agitation and dullness, application of the antidotes will only be counterproductive. Until you achieve special insight into suchness, it is vital to maintain a balance between the analytical and concentrative meditations. Through analytical meditation, you will gain an understanding of selflessness. The strength of this knowledge should be complemented by single-pointed concentration. Over-analysis harms concentration, and excessive concentration detracts from analytical wisdom. So practice a harmonious blend of the two types of meditation. Gradually, you will attain the union of special insight and calm abiding meditation.